Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Surely the psalmist wrote these words, believing in the testimony of God's recorded word, where it says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." The rest of the creation days record light and life being formed by God's divine will. The earth now was no longer dark nor lifeless and empty. The psalmist believed in God's mighty hand. Following our song today, we will share how this faith brings not only a reverence for God, but a desire to seek the Lord's favor in our lives.
Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, e'en though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be.
The psalmist could see or touch was God's. In such a faith as this comes an acknowledgement of God's greatness. And because of this faith, the writer goes on to explain how the Lord can be approached. Listen to his words as this man of God responds to the facts of a mighty creator. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He asked. You see, the psalm has expressed how lofty is the Creator, and now the quest is made to find an avenue into his presence. For us, and all who read his words, the psalmist gives the answer to who may come near God and be in his presence. He writes, "He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false." God is holy, and only those who have been purified and sanctified can be with him. So those who can be with God have hands and hearts made new. Christ offers this purification for all people on earth. There is no one who can not stand in the hill of the Lord. Yet sin of necessity has to be atoned for and sinners redeemed. The blood of Jesus Christ is the one and only sacrifice that can take away sin. His shed blood applied to our soul is the power that cleanses the hands and purifies the heart. More is added to the condition of those who will be with God. God is God. He is the Creator. Yet from ancient times to this present day, men have exalted idols to be worshipped and are honored. Men exchange the glory of the incorruptible God and sometimes, oft-times, worship the creation itself, forming whatever might be most desirable. From the mountain of Sinai, where Moses received the written commands from God on those tablets of stone, come the command to worship God alone, having no other gods before him, and making nor bowing down to any graven image. In that very symbolic way, this poetic verbiage exalts the welcoming of the King of Glory into our lives. The psalmist wrote, "Lift up your heads, O you gates, lift up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in." Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. In the time of this writing, the city walls were built high, and the gates were strong to keep out the enemy. When their kings came home in victory, the gates would open wide to let the king enter, where glory and honor would be given to him. Jesus has fought our battle with sin. He has won the victory over death's claim for our soul. If we choose, we can open up our lives and welcome the King of Glory into our hearts so that he might guide us and protect us from the devil's attacks. Listen once again to the claim of the psalmist concerning those who come to have their hands and hearts made new. He says, "He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God his Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob." Blessing from the Lord come when we seek his face. To seek his face is to desire his presence in our lives each day. It is to seek righteousness. And Jesus pronounced a blessing upon those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The greatest fulfillment and satisfaction in life is to be found in a peaceful, right relationship with our Creator. Obviously, from what the psalmist wrote, that doesn't just happen by believing in the existence of a God. It happens when our faith acknowledges God and his greatness over all there is, including our very being. The Apostle Paul said, "We live, we move, and have our very existence in him. For he gives to everyone life, breath, and all things." When we lift God up to the height of his glory, then we can let him become our Redeemer and Savior. God is indeed Lord of all. Is this how you see God? Is this how you know him? Have you invited him to cleanse your hands and purify your heart? Do you desire to be lifted up to him through his love and his grace? Today is the day of salvation. We pray and hope you will receive this message that invites you to be near God. The scriptures say that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. I hope that you are near God today. If not, consider the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for He died for you. He arose to promise you an eternal life beyond this one. What a marvelous thought that God so loved you and He loved me and everyone that He sent His one and only Son to save us.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas. In the light.